Thank you very much for joining us today despite heavy rain. It is time, so we'd like to now start the announcement of the first quarter consolidated results for fiscal year 2018. First of all, I'd like to introduce the participants from Toshiba. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer and Corporate Executive Vice President. Hideya Takashima, Group Manager of Accounting Division. Kohei Hayashi, Head of Investor Relations Team. Mr. Hirata will first make a presentation. Good afternoon. Now let me start with my presentation. Please refer to the PowerPoint documents. I'd like to report on our business results. Please turn to page 4. As usual, we are showing the highlights of business results. Despite the higher sales in the infrastructure systems and solutions and electronic devices business and storage solutions, due to the impacts of the deconsolidation of Landis and Gear through IPO and also declining performance of thermal power systems business according to the decarbonization trends in energy systems and solutions, overall sales decreased by about 66 billion yen or 7.3% year on year to 842.3 billion yen. As for the Forex, the memory business was excluded, so the negative effect of the exchange rate changes year on year were about 4 billion yen. Excluding this impact, the sales would have decreased by about 6.8%. Now, despite the improvements in operational results in the infrastructure systems and solutions business and the industrial ICT solutions business, lower profits in the storage and electronic devices solution and energy systems and solution businesses led to the decrease of overall operating income by 12.5 billion yen. There were no effect of the exchange rate. And in the fiscal 2017, we took the emergency measures, including the bonus reductions, but we no longer have those measures. And because of this, there was a higher cost of 14 billion yen in comparison to fiscal 2017. With the non-operating items, including the gain from the transfer of Toshiba General Hospital and also the equity earnings from Toshiba Memory from June, income before income taxes and non-controlling interests increased year on year. As for the net income, we booked the gain on sale of the memory business under discontinued operations numbers. And because of this, net income grew 966.4 billion yen year on year to 1,016.7 billion yen. Turning to page 5, it shows cash flow. There is a major impact from the sale of the memory business. The free cash flow improved to 1,573.6 billion yen. As for the shareholders' equity, the equity attributable to shareholders of the company was 1,861.9 billion yen. Shareholders' equity ratio recovered to 37.9%. Pages 6 and 7 shows the graphic representation of what I have just explained. So those are for your reference. Now turning to page 8, It shows the impact of the sales of our memory business on the business results. First, the profit on the sale of the memory business was 965.5 billion yen. And in April and May time, it was still 100% subsidiary. So net income before the sale was 72 billion yen. That was booked as a discontinued business or operations. And the revenue from the sale of the memory business was 1,453.6 billion yen. That was a cash inflow. If I may explain this further, first of all, the memory business was sold for about 2 trillion yen. That was a cash inflow. And we made 350 billion yen reinvestment. So this 350 billion yen was a negative number for us. And there was also 200 billion yen cash and deposits of the Toshiba Memory, which was deconsolidated. So in terms of the cash flow, this 200 billion yen was a minus number or negative number. And as a result of those, it would be 1,453.6 billion. So after the sales were completed in June. So the equity in earnings from Toshiba Memory in June was recorded under the non-operating item, and it was 12.2 billion yen. And we are sorry to say, as you see at the bottom of page 8, probably you are interested in the business performance of the Toshiba Memory. However, the Toshiba Memory was already deconsolidated. So the numbers that we book can be disclosed. However, I am not in a position to explain the business performance of the Toshiba Memory, so I hope that you understand. Now, let me turn to the next page showing the year-on-year analysis of the operating income. Q1 operating income in fiscal 2017 was 13.2 billion yen. This includes 14 billion yen. That was the impact of the emergency measures. And this year, we did not take the emergency measures. So in comparison to that, we need to deduct this emergency measures number. And Landis+Gyr Gear and Visual Products, those were included last year and no longer included this year. So we did need to deduct those two. And as a result, if you refer to your PowerPoint presentation material, it was a minus 0.2 billion yen. If you deduct the emergency measures that happened in fiscal 2017, and from there, the marginal profit of 6.3 billion yen, that was a worsening. And because of this, the fixed cost was reduced by 7.2 billion yen. And this time, we booked 0.7 billion as operating income of Q1 2018. So the lower selling prices, which amounted to about 4 billion yen, this is especially in the area of the storage and electronic devices solution, especially the hard disk for mobile applications, not for the data center. Hard disk prices came lower. And also, 3.2 billion yen is in relation to the lower sales of the lower thermal power systems business. As for the fixed cost, again, the improvement of about 7 billion yen. There are two major items. One is that last year, especially in industrial ICT solutions, we have conducted the structural reform, especially in Japan, and we are seeing the benefits of that. And also in energy systems, we have shut down some of the unprofitable overseas sites. So if we are in red with only the fixed cost, we have separated them or shut them down. So it would not affect the marginal profit, but only lead to the lower fixed cost. And this contributed to the better operating income. So we are gradually seeing that effect. So as a result, operating income was 0.7 billion yen. So that was the Q1 operating income, which was 0.7 billion yen. And you might say that this is a very low operating income number. But after the deconsolidation of the memory business, we are more focused on the social infrastructure, and especially for the government agencies and public sector customers, they tend to increase the orders in the second half of the year. So in Q2 and Q3, and especially Q3 and Q4, we expect higher sales. That is the current pattern of our business. And so far, for the full year, the sales number target, we believe, can be achieved. Especially in Q4, sales is likely to be higher. And also about the profit, the second half, especially in Q4, we believe we expect higher profit in Q4. Also, we are currently working on Toshiba Next Plan. And we would like to implement what we can execute as quickly as possible. And of course, that we need to reduce some of the costs and expenses or improvement of the procurement costs. Those efforts will bear fruits in the second half of this year. And because of these factors, the 70 billion yen forecast of the operating income for the full year remains the same. Now, turning to page 10, this shows the breakdown of the non-operating income and loss and expenses. If you focus on the bottom part, the equity in earnings is improving. This is from the Toshiba Memory. And also, there was a gain from the transfer of Toshiba General Hospital. That is also a positive factor. And the financial expenses was high in the previous year, but we no longer have them. So we expect to see those improvements. The financial expenses at the top, for example, the contract fee for the borrowings and so forth, we had a quite high number last year, and that is no longer the case in this year. Now, turning to the next page, which shows the free cash flow. On the right-hand side, you see that the 1,573.6 billion yen, which is quite high a number, but through the sale of the memory, the cash inflow is included here. So excluding that part, what is shown in red is the cash flow from investing activities. So that is minus 76.7 billion yen. And the cash flow from operating activity is shown in blue, and it was 196.7 billion yen. And as you can see, that the cash flow in Q1 was positive, or 120 billion. So in order to achieve our full-year target as our first quarter, we believe that we have generated a sufficient level of the cash.
Next, this is the balance sheet. On the asset side, for the last 3 months, there was a 450 billion yen increase over the last 3 months. For one, as you can see in the pink portion, there was a sale of memory business, which increased the cash dramatically. And at the bottom, you see bottom, there's other assets, the 350 billion yen reinvestment into the memory chip business, and that investment is included. That's why we have 1.274 trillion yen in others. And in terms of the liabilities, we have discontinued operations liability, and this will be excluded from the consolidated account this time. So we have 450 billion yen increase in the total assets. On the liability side, first of all, at the top, there is the interest-bearing debt because of the repayment of the straight bond and the cash proceeds coming in from the sale of the memory business. We are repaying the debt that we don't need anymore gradually. Therefore, about 100 billion yen, the interest-bearing debt is down. And the second one from the bottom is liabilities from the discontinued operation. This is already gone this time. So altogether, we have 3.447 trillion in the previous term, but now it's down to 2.820 trillion yen on the liability side. Next, I'd like to talk about net sales and operating income by segment. This is the consolidated business results by segment. On page 15, we have the details for energy systems and solutions business. For the first quarter, net sales 132.5 billion yen, and the operating loss was 4.3 billion yen. Compared with the previous year, this represents about 85 billion yen reduction in sales and a 4 billion yen reduction in operating income. As on the right-hand side, you can see the details about the impact, such as FX rate and the emergency measures impact. 4 billion yen reduction in operating income is explained here. At the bottom, you can see each business unit results. Nuclear power systems, we improved profitability, and there is some increase in profit by 2.3 billion yen. The second one from the bottom is Landis-Gyr deconsolidation, 2.3 billion yen. There was an increase, and this is already offset. The problem is the thermal and the hydro power system, because of a decarbonization, sales are down significantly by about 20 billion yen. And because of this, operating income turned to operating loss. And within Toshiba Group, there were some changes for the transmission distribution systems. There is an industrial distribution system business. This has been transferred into infrastructure solution business. And because of the customers' relations, that would be the best decision, we thought. This means 10 billion yen in sales and 700 million yen in profit. This is the size of the business compared with the same period of the previous year. This is already gone from this segment. For the sales, this portion is explained all the decreases. For the operating profit, 700 million is already gone. So there is a fixed cost reduction of 1.7 billion yen improvement in the fixed cost and so forth. Next is the energy system order backlog situation. Order backlog balance is, as you can see here, it is down about 200 billion yen from 1 year ago. Major reasons are hydro and thermal power systems. Because of the lessons learned in the past, for the past 1 year, we were being selective in receiving orders. We focus on profitability as well as customer relationships and so forth. And we are applying a strict criteria for taking orders. As a result, we had this result, as you can see here. The gross profit margin in this order backlog, although I cannot mention specific numbers, compared with the previous year, the gross margin has improved. So going forward, from the second half of 2018 towards 2019 and 2020, we will increase the sales going forward. Although the volume is down overall, the profitability should start to go up. Next is infrastructure systems and solutions. We have sales of 270.2 billion yen, and operating income is 0.1 billion yen. Compared with the previous year, there was an improvement in OP of 1.7 billion yen. This includes the emergency measures cancellation. This is a 4.1 billion yen negative impact. So, in fact, there will be more than 6 billion yen improvement, especially in the public infrastructure business. We see an increase in sales and orders received. Also, for the railways and industrial systems, there is some offset numbers with ESS, so the sales has gone up by 10 billion and 700 million yen improvement was made to the OP. In terms of the building and the facilities, air conditioner systems, sales have drastically improved. However, because of the increase in raw material prices, during the first quarter, we could not absorb this impact. Therefore, the net profit remains flat. However, the profit is down because in overseas, there is a strong competition, especially in China, especially in elevator system. That's why we have a decrease in both in sales and profits. In terms of the storage device and solutions, we have 217.7 billion and 4.2 billion in sales and profit. Compared with the same period of the last year, there is a decrease in OP of 14.3 billion yen. The effect of exchange rate and emergency measures are shown on the right-hand side. Excluding these, there is a deterioration of about more than 1 billion yen or 11 billion yen. This is attributable to the two business units written here. The semiconductor business unit was down 7.7 billion yen in operating income year on year, and the discrete parts, the sales are increasing. However, the amount of profit remained flat. Since the end of last year to this year, we have been investing into increased capacity. And the production site, because of the new facility or equipment, is not fully recovered. There is some slackness in efficiency, but towards the end of the year, we should be able to improve the operations. Therefore, for the sales to be generated in the second half, we should see more profit coming out of that. For the system LSI, especially for communication systems, we had a delay in growth of the sales compared with expectation. Because of that, year-on-year, the operating profit deteriorated. For NFT, new flare technology, new products have been launched starting in April this year. For some of them, because they are new products, between our company and the customers' companies, there was no clear agreement on the maintenance. And then in the second half, we should incur some maintenance. And there are some big profits. It's down 7.7 billion. However, half of this is new flare technology, and half of this is attributable to LSI out of 7.7 billion yen decrease. For hard disks and others, net sales are up 12.6 billion and operating income is down 6.6 billion. This seems to be a quite unnatural development, but these results include, well, at this point in time, from the memory company, we are procuring memory products and reselling the products to customers. We still have some remaining business of reselling those products. We still don't know what to do with this in the end. However, for the resale of those products increased by 2.4 billion yen in profit. So the total profit increased by 12.6 billion. So the remaining half increase came from hard disk products. For the reselling business, there is almost a neutral effect in terms of the profit. So effect is only on the sales. So the deterioration of the operating income by 6.6 billion yen is solely attributable to hard disks. Because of the decrease in sales, not for the data center, but for mobile devices and PCs, the quantity is shrinking, and the sales are shrinking as well. And also, there is an ASP reduction. In our measurement, compared with the previous year, there is a 5% ASP reduction year on year. So because of that, sales are down. And for that same amount, there is a decrease in profit and a 6.6 billion yen decrease in operating profit because of the quantity as well as the ASP. Of course, for the ASP reduction, we are trying to cover up with this by the impact of procurement cost reduction. So with the procurement vendors, we have been proceeding with the negotiations as we speak. For the latter half, for a longer term, for hard disks, the data center hard disks, from the third quarter to fourth quarter, sales should go up dramatically. Customers have already accredited, certified. Therefore, we will be starting shipment soon. CapEx is already almost over. Or for the shipment to be made from now on, we already have the facilities ready. Therefore, for the second half of this fiscal year, we should generate these high-quality sales, and the gross profit margin is not that bad. So these should push up the profitability. Next. Retail and printing solutions, so far so good in terms of net sales and operating income compared with the previous year. And industrial ICT solutions, sales are remaining basically flat, but we saw an increase in profits. Because of the fading effect of emergency measures, there is a negative impact of 2.2 billion. Therefore, the net improvement is about 4 billion. You may recall, in this segment, last year, we have conducted a dramatic restructuring, and this effect is now proving to be effective. And also, system-related sales gross profit is increasing, improving as well. So, for the first quarter, for this segment, sales tends to be small, therefore operating income is negative so far, but compared with the same period of the previous year, the cost structure has definitely improved. For others segment, this is for PCs. From last year, there was an improvement of 500 million yen, but we still have a negative profit situation. As you are aware, too sharp, effective on October the 1st, we are selling this business and we are proceeding with the necessary paperwork and formalities. On page 22 and 23, show the full year forecast. This time, the first quarter results was examined internally. As a result of that, the full year forecast in terms of the net sales, 36 trillion yen and 70 billion yen in operating income, and net income, 1.07 trillion yen. We decided to keep them unchanged. Therefore, the full year forecast numbers are kept unchanged at this time. As of the closing of the second quarter, we will once again review these numbers, and at the same time, in the Toshiba Next plan, there is a possibility that we may incur costs. Therefore, before we see the benefit, therefore, including those, if necessary, as we announce the second quarter results, we may make a revision to the full-year forecast. But at this point in time, the first quarter result, 70 billion yen operating result and 1.07 billion yen net income forecast, we believe that the first quarter results were in line with the full-year forecast. That is our perception. Please go to the next section, Other. There's a PowerPoint titled Toshiba Next Plan. For Toshiba Next Plan, Mr. Kumatani has given you some presentations on this. This is a five-year transformation plan of the company, which is very important for the company. And Mr. Kumatani said that compared with other companies, and we are lagging behind, so we should announce this within this fiscal year, within this year. But since we should formulate the plan as soon as possible and implement the plan as soon as possible, therefore, in view of the progress status of the plan so far, we have decided to announce the details of Toshiba Next Plan within November. And based on that, the share buyback of 700 billion yen possibility has been already communicated to investors. In terms of the timing and the mechanics of share buyback, we have already talked with multiple investment banks, and we are still discussing these. And at this point in time, the most important part is Toshiba Next Plan. So including Toshiba Next Plan, we have been examining various different measures related to group businesses involving external experts, such as legal firms. So after consideration with these parties, we may these plans may be considered as material information. Therefore, at this point in time, we cannot disclose the details yet. As soon as the Toshiba Next Plan is completed and we clear with the legal restrictions, we would like to carry out the 700 billion yen share buyback program, and we are making preparations towards that. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.
That concludes the presentation from Toshiba. Now we'd like to entertain questions. Please raise your hand if you have any questions and wait for the microphone. And before asking questions, please give us your name and affiliation. Thank you for the presentation. Moriyama from J.P. Morgan Securities. The numbers in Q1 results, the operating income, if you look at each business, seems that the Energy Systems is down while Infrastructure business is up, and Storage and Electronic Devices were struggled a bit. That is my impression. So if you look at the different businesses based upon your forecasts, are there which one was outperformed and underperformed? And looking at the results, the levels are relatively low. And of course, there is a reversal of the bonus and so forth. And if you consider that, the profit is up. But roughly speaking, what was the progress based on your forecast? And if you look at the full year, when you try to recover from Q1, could you tell us how you intend to do that? Thank you for your questions. First, Storage and Electronic Devices and Solutions, New Flare Technology, the equipment or facilities, the new type of the facility or product delivery, that was a bit delayed or postponed. But that can be offset by the end of this year. And Q1, the exchange rate assumption was 100 yen to the dollar, but this time it's 108 yen to the dollar. So that's an upside, and that's about 2 billion yen in Q1. If you only look at Q1, new flare delay would offset that upside. So if we recover in terms of the new flare technology, well, of course, that we don't know what would happen to the Forex, but if the 100 yen, 8 yen to the dollar level continues, it would push up our profit by about 10 billion or so. So, of course, that there is a lot of uncertainty about the exchange rates. As for energy, especially the thermal power, which had the poor numbers, but in the full-year forecast, it is already incorporated. So, looking at the Q1 results, we believe that we are in line with our full-year forecast. Thank you. Another question about the next plan. You gave us a heads up, and you said that it would be released in November. So also that you added the comments on the dividend, and you mentioned the stable dividend payment. How you plan to implement the dividend payment? Is it payout ratio or yield? Could you comment on the dividend? Yes. Concerning that, as a part of the next plan, we are still discussing this point. My personal view is that until now, the payout ratio of 30% on the consolidated basis was a target for our dividend payment. Up until fiscal 2015. So basically, based on that concept or way of thinking, currently we continued no dividend, and that inconvenienced our shareholders. So as for the level of the dividend, as we finalize the next plan, we would like to make a decision. We would like to pay the dividend in a stable manner. In addition to the share buyback, also we would like to pay dividends. That's our basic idea. Thank you.
Next question, please. The person in the second row, please. From UBS Securities, my name is Yasui. I have three questions. First, regarding share buyback timing, I want to double check. Material information, you mentioned this as Toshiba Next Plan. So did you say that after the announcement of the Toshiba Next Plan, you would like to carry out the share buyback as soon as possible? You have done the extraordinary financial closing. Therefore, is there any bottleneck for the share buyback? I suppose there is none. Yes, that is correct. There is no bottleneck. Within November, we would like to announce the Toshiba Next Plan. I forgot to say the extraordinary financial closing. We were going to do this in the second quarter, so that should be ready in the middle of November. Therefore, as soon as we announce the Toshiba Next Plan, there will be no bottleneck. Thank you very much. Second question is about hard disk performance. I did not clearly understand. The sales increased because of the resale business from memory business, but this has nothing to do with the profits. profits, but the degree of profits decline was quite significant. You said that there was a decline in sales, but it is not as big as 6 billion. Why did the profit go down as much as 6 billion yen? Could you explain the details? Yes. Almost 6 billion yen reduction in profit was incurred. Mostly, this is attributable to hard disk business. It is partly due to the volume decline, as well as the ASP reduction. The ASP reduction has a straight, direct impact on the operating income, and that part is quite significant. Hard disks for PCs, compared with our expectation, the market contraction was more severe than we had expected. As we are hearing, for individuals as well as for businesses, the PC sales trends are not as strong as expected. And because of that, hard disks for PCs suffered from a reduction in sales, and also the ASP reduction is accelerating. You may think this is a big reduction in profit, but this is actually the case. From the second half of this fiscal year, including the ASP, are you expecting an increase in profit because of the launch of new products? So you think that you can get nearly 1 billion yen profit in terms of both sales and profits? For the PCs, towards the second half of this fiscal year, raw materials companies, we are negotiating with them on the raw material prices. So by that time, we should have an agreement. So nothing is fixed yet. There still is uncertainty. Starting with the second half of this fiscal year, for the data centers, so-called nearline 1.4 terabytes products for the data center companies will be launched. And we are sure that we will get the sales for this portion. Therefore, profitability-wise, compared with the products for PCs, the profitability is higher for the data centers. So we are trying to make a catch-up here. Thank you very much. I have the last question. Toshiba Memories. Regarding the instruction rights, you have 40% stake. But 33.4% portion, you have the instruction rights for 33.4%. Between INCJ and DBJ, this was assigned to those parties. But this is the instruction rights. So when you receive instructions, what is likely to happen? And you are explaining that the 40% will stay, but as far as there's the instruction rights, the nature of these rights is something I don't really clearly understand. In fact, there were questions from investors as well. So as far as you can explain, could you elaborate on the nature of the instruction rights? My concern is that your stake of 40% may go down. Are you concerned about the 40% ownership by Toshiba? With the current share owners, this is not going to happen. 40.2% equity method earnings should keep coming into Toshiba as long as we have these stakes. You mentioned the instruction rights, which may not be familiar to ordinary people, but the basic concept is as follows. For Toshiba, INCJ and DBJ, they can attend the shareholders' meetings of Toshiba Memory, and basically, they will not adopt resolutions that can penalize Toshiba. That is the basic agreement. If there is any disadvantages to Toshiba, and then Toshiba can stop the instruction rights. That is the nature of the arrangement. So is it possible for Toshiba to stop the instruction rights by your own will? Stopping may not be the right term, but there is an arrangement that they do not adopt any resolution that can be disadvantageous for Toshiba. Sorry for asking over and over. What does instruction mean? The word instruction has some connotations, so what could actually happen? What could be the possible scenarios? Could you elaborate on this? Well, this is not a familiar term for us either, so we had a difficulty in understanding this concept in the beginning. But back in those days, regarding why this development happened was this way. This is Toshiba's interpretation. Suppose that if and when Toshiba, who has 40% ownership as a company, if Toshiba goes bankrupt, and then within Japan, the memory company, which is an important industry in Japan, may be put into a difficult situation. So we made some safety valve. That's why we believe that this measure was taken. There are different interpretations, but this is the interpretation that we have. So in fact, Toshiba does not have a direct voting rights. However, if I could repeat the same thing, by exchanging instruction rights, the arrangement is that they are not to adopt any resolution that can be disadvantageous for Toshiba. Thank you very much.
Next question. Matsuhashi from Goldman Sachs. I also have three questions, if I may. First is about restructuring of the ICT you mentioned. If my recollection serves me right, I think 300 people headcounts reduction was mentioned. So with that, it cannot explain the changes of the profit. So is this correct? Or did something else happen to come to this number? Could you elaborate on this? That's my first question. Well, as you said, the size of the restructuring is 300 to 400 people. And the personnel cost reduction, and with the reduction of the headcounts, the fixed cost also can be reduced significantly. And this time, probably I forgot to mention this, but the systems that we deliver to the customers, the gross profit margin is improving year on year. That effect is also reflected here. I see. Second question is about the profitability. In the area of the energy, I have one question. Now, what you have shown us, the backlog, order backlog, out of this, the nuclear, how much of that is nuclear? That's what I would like to know. And also, in the past, you had the reserve for the unprofitable businesses, and the gross profit are sometimes zero. And how much of this is that type of business, if possible? Well, we do have data, but it has to do with our customers and other companies. So as for the order backlog, we're very sorry that we're not showing, we're just showing the trends. So that's as far as we can disclose. As for the individual business and the backlog numbers, we are very sorry, but we cannot disclose them. But it's 200 billion yen down. That is thermal, hydro, power, and especially overseas operation, the closure or shutdown of some of those energy-related projects overseas, that we are not taking new orders. And also about the next plan, about the next medium-term management plan from this spring or before that, 22 businesses, I believe, were reviewed by from the different perspectives, and you're still continuing with that process. What I'd like to know is that you have been steadily reducing cost, and aside from that, for example, further improvement, are there any businesses that you had excess personnel that you can reduce? Some of the excessive processes that you have identified through that process. Well, we conducted two reviews, and recently we had another review. So frankly speaking, there are many businesses that we are still considering what to do. Our basic policy is that for the time being, sales growth is not something that we expect, and we will continue to improve the procurement cost. So changing the design, improving the capability of our procurement, and reducing cost, that's what we are trying to do. And this would take time. So what we are trying to do now is to improve the efficiency of the fixed costs, and to what extent each business unit can do that. Not to damage the operation, to what extent can we minimize the fixed cost? And especially the unprofitable businesses are being reviewed multiple times. And as a result, ROS of at least 5% or 7%. Can we target those numbers? Whether we can do that or not, that judgment will be done late August to early September. That is the current situation. Thank you.
Any other questions? The person in the first row. Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. My name is Miyamoto. First question about order backlog. There was a reduction of 12%, but compared with the market shrinkage and your strict scrutiny effect, if you break down, how much is attributable to the contraction of the market? Could you quantify these? That would be the best. In the market you are playing, how do you see the trend at the moment? In terms of the market, I don't think the market is contracting as much as this reduction in our order backlog. Fundamentally, the problem we have is that when we have the order received, we have a very difficult cost structure where it is difficult to generate profit. That is the problem. Therefore, as was mentioned in the previous person, we are fundamentally looking at the design and the procurement and reduce the fixed cost. Even if we receive new orders, we should be able to gain profits. That is how we would like to change our cost competitiveness and the cost structure, but we still don't have that kind of cost competitiveness yet. And even for the future, it is not certain whether we can ever do that or not. That is the reason why we have stopped taking orders in some areas. And as a result, order backlog was down 12%. So we suspect that the market has not gone down that much. So the market is shrinking. That's for sure. Okay. The second question, Regarding order backlog, and you said that the gross margin of the order backlog has improved. ROAs of 5% or 7%. Is the gross profit of the current orders you have already enough to achieve ROS of 5 to 7%, or do you still have a gap? How much did you improve? As of the end of June, we have a certain backlog, and there are two kinds of orders included. One is the low profitability orders, which we took in the past. We could not stop some of the sales. And the other part is the orders that we took over the last 12 months. So there are two types of orders included. So far, for the last 12 months, as well as in the future, the minimum ROS of 5% or 7% is something that we would like to realize. And we are scrutinizing into those new orders from the viewpoint of whether we can achieve it or not. Therefore, the order backlog as of the end of June, if you are asking if we can achieve 5% ROS for all of the orders, that would be no. But for the orders that we are newly taking, there should be more than 5% ROS. And we are reducing the backlog. Therefore, going forward, we believe that the sales amount should go down. Therefore, even if the operating the gross margin will go up, the gross margin amount may go down. In that sense, the fixed cost we have to reduce further in advance. Otherwise, we cannot maintain an appropriate ROS for the entire company. That is how we are looking at the Toshiba Next plan at the moment. Thank you very much. My third question is about your this year plan equity method gain, $12.2 billion for 1 month. So full year results, only 3 months remaining for 50 billion yen. So is this a serious number, or does this number have some explanation that you want to make? For the memory business, as you are aware, we still don't know when there is a significant reduction in ASP for memory business. Therefore, to be honest, for this 50 billion yen, we have not changed this forecast since 3 months ago. If you're asking for my personal view, and then I would say that it might increase a little bit more. Thank you very much.
Next question. Thank you, Hirakawa from Merrill Lynch. Two questions. First, about now there are 14 billion, that is the effect of the lack of the emergency measures. And there will be a 14 billion effect in Q2, but nothing in second half. Is that correct? Emergency measures last year, if I may talk about the conclusion for the full year, 26 billion yen impact. Last year, from Q2, emergency measures became less than before. So after Q2 onwards, roughly speaking, 4 billion per quarter. So 12 billion and 14 billion, that makes 26 billion. Thank you. Second question, which is a follow-up question to the previous person. The equity earnings of the memory business, 12 billion, that is on your net income. That would be the impact on your net income. And if nothing changes, so that is after tax, and if nothing changes, then 12.2 billion multiplied by 12 month, 140 billion yen. Is that the correct understanding? And if that happens, of course, it's difficult to discuss based on the June number, but your forecast and 50 billion equity in earnings and also the 12.2 billion per month, which ones were different from your forecast or expectations? Could you give us some information? Well, 12.2 billion, that would be directly impacting. Yes, you are correct. And the rest? Now, the breakdown of 12.2 billion, the improvement of the Forex is added. For example, the 8 yen difference is reflected. And we do not have a detailed data, but probably if you only look at June, the selling prices probably was better than the current level. That is my impression. So whether that would continue or not is questionable or uncertain. Thank you.
No, it is close to the ending time, so we'd like to entertain one more person. Citigroup Securities, Yazawa. I have two quick questions. Regarding hard disk part suppliers, you said you would negotiate with them. Are you going to negotiate with them about the pricing? Yes, that is correct. Secondly, regarding the NAND distribution business, you said resale of NAND products. Going forward, is it likely to remain flat? Is that the nature of the business, or is it going to shrink in 1 or 2 years? Which is the case? For the memory, especially in terms of the sales in overseas countries, today in some of the areas, the semiconductor entities that we still own are being utilized by the Toshiba Memory Company. Therefore, in the future, the memory company itself, if they have their own sites overseas, there will be no more resale from our company. But nothing has been determined yet. Last question regarding the order backlog. I have some concern. Suppose that your cost competitiveness will become competitive on par with other companies. The business always have risks. If the cost conditions are the same in the order-taking competition in the market, is it okay to think that your company can win and beat other companies? That means higher risk or difficult earnings. Because of the past history, there are some factors. Because of those, Toshiba's culture of becoming pessimistic or passive, are you taking that into consideration for those businesses? It is a very difficult question. But first of all, on our own, until we are sure that we have gained adequate cost competitiveness, we have to we are not taking orders based on certain assumptions. That is our policy at the moment, especially for the thermal and hydraulic business, because of the ongoing contraction of the market. And furthermore, last year, because of our own internal reason for thermal and hydraulic business, the number of people has been reduced. So we have a limited number of talents which we would like to allocate to high profitability businesses, especially thermal power service and support business. This is where we were focusing at the moment, because on a global basis, we have steam turbine installation bases already. So the maintenance contracts for those, we have to secure those maintenance contracts. And also the modification construction work contracts for the capacity expansion is something that we would like to receive going forward. So those are the areas that we would like to focus for now. And different services or turbines, which are replacement, these are similar to newly built turbines. Therefore, in those areas, whether we have enough cost competitiveness or not, we would like to make sure and verify that as we try to receive new orders. And when we believe we are sure that we are ready, we can start taking new orders. That is the policy at the moment. Sorry, my answer is not directly addressing your question. Thank you very much. It is time to close the session. Thank you very much for joining us today.